A new 100-room hotel is expected to open in downtown Springfield by the end of this year, and a groundbreaking ceremony is scheduled next week for a new 6-story hotel that will also have nearly 100 guest rooms when it opens in about a year. Both hotels were planned more than 5 years ago, but work stalled because of the recession and other factors. The fact that both projects are moving ahead is an indicator that business is turning around, according to Mary Kay Wydra, president of the Greater Springfield Visitors and Convention Bureau.
We have worked hard to make the Pioneer Valley a destination, and increasing traffic here is our main job. So I think there's people, developers in particular, seeing opportunity.
The new hotels will give travelers to Springfield more choices in prices and location.
Both hotels in Springfield, the Hampton Inn & Suites on East Columbus Ave and then the proposed Holiday Inn Express on State Street, are what we call limited service properties, and a lot of consumers are looking for that type of facility when they come into the region.
The online destination guide at cvent.com counts 29 hotels currently in Springfield with a total of 4,200 rooms. The Hampton Inn & Suites Hotel is being built at the site of a former car dealership adjacent to Interstate 91. The Holiday Inn Express is on State Street, right across from the Mass Mutual Center.
Our convention groups want to be as close as possible to the Mass Mutual Center. Ideally, they want to be attached, but given that we don't have an attached hotel, the closer we can get them, the better. So I think there will be a lot of groups that meet in the Springfield region that will want to take advantage of that particular property.
Both hotels will be within walking distance of the casino proposed by MGM Resorts. The casino project includes a 250-room hotel. MGM is competing with Hard Rock International in West Springfield and Mohegan Sun in Palmer for the lone casino license available in western Massachusetts. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, in a statement, praised the hotel developers for their belief and investment in the city of Springfield. The hotel that is slated to open by the end of the year on State Street is being built in a former office building by Epiphany Development, an entity of the Holy Christian Orthodox Church. The hotel profits are to be used for charitable purposes, according to Archbishop Timothy Bayman.
It's an opportunity for us to create a sustainable income to support those ongoing programs, as well as provide permanent jobs downtown in City Springfield.
About 50 full-time jobs will be created by the hotel project. It was announced in 2006, but then encountered various delays. There was the recession, a change in hotel brand, and the discovery of asbestos at the construction site. The project was set back further when all of the windows in the 8-story building were blown out and the facade damaged by the June 1st, 2011 tornado.
As I've stated before, this is Hotel 101 for me.
Bayman, who is head of the Council of Churches of Western Massachusetts, led a fight against the MGM Casino project. He said the success of the hotel is not tied to the casino. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.